ABC Radio Australia.
Scientists in Fiji, working in collaboration with researchers in New York, have just completed a simulated trial looking at how a mobile phone app could assist in diagnosing mental illness. And if it's rolled out, they said the project could help tackle the country's high rates of suicide and depression. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, there's concern that a lack of psychiatric care in Fiji means those who are diagnosed may still find it difficult to get the mental health treatment they need.
Lifeline Fiji estimates that every 36 hours, someone in the country attempts to take their life. And Matthew Gulliver-Kudua from the grassroots NGO Youth Champs for Mental Health says official numbers can often underestimate the true impact of suicide on Fijian communities.
Because a lot of times in the rural communities, before the police can come and investigate, they've already buried the body. No investigation can be done. They rule it an accident. But most of the families usually cover it up because of the stigma around suicide.
This stigma means that people suffering from depression or those thinking of suicide often fall through the cracks of Fiji's healthcare system.
People always look at sickness as a physical form, not a mental form. So they would normally go the cultural way where there's been voodooed or witchcraft. It's a very common misconception here, especially with someone suffering from a mental illness.
People just don't come in with mental health disorders. They come in with, you know, a kind of boil on the foot, or they came with a severe sore on the head or fever.
Dr. Vimala Patel, a Fijian by birth, is director of the Center for Cognitive Studies at the New York Academy of Medicine. In an attempt to increase the number of people diagnosed and treated for mental health disorders, she teamed up with the Fiji National University to develop a mobile phone app that's designed to help community nurses identify those at risk of suicide.
We don't have enough psychiatrists to do that. We don't have enough physicians to do this kind of work either. So if you don't have doctors, you don't have psychiatrists, why don't we train community health nurses to be able to do this task? Because community health nurses are the first people to interact with patients. That was the idea.
The mobile app allows nurses to go through a specially designed list of questions and scores patients depending on their responses.
So the nurses will ask the questions like, do you feel that you are not liked when everybody else around you are very much liked?
The app then calculates the patient's total score, which can then be used to provide a mental health diagnosis and treatment plan. The project is still in its early stages, with the researchers having recently finished clinical simulations where a group of nurses tested the mobile app alongside paper-based questionnaires. Dr. Patel says the initial results are promising.
In the paper-based, you have to calculate what the total is, and then you have to figure out, given this total number, would I give them counseling? Would I give them much more than that? Would I send them home? Would I provide a family support? What kind of guideline? What kind of recommendation? But the mobile, that wasn't true. It automatically calculated for you, and based on the number, it automatically told you what kind of recommendation you should have.
But there is another hurdle. With the mobile app expected to find more cases of mental illness, Dr. Patel says work must also be done to expand Fiji's mental health care sector.
How many people they can look after? If we identify more people, can they manage that many people? Now, that's an issue. We don't know. So that's the other kind of milestone we have to reach somehow.
For Matthew Gulliver-Kudua from Youth Champs for Mental Health, the mobile phone app could be an important addition to other technologies already being used by counsellors in Fiji.
I agree with the whole mobile thing, with the app. I think it's a great idea because most of our counselling sessions are done online on our Facebook page. Now that we're able to take clients on board and help counsel them with the use of social media, with the use of phones, internet, it's made it much easier.
Dr. Patel and researchers at Fiji's National University are now seeking funding to develop a pilot project so they can trial the app in Fijian health clinics.